Well, good morning. It is April 8th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we're going to be picking up in Leviticus. We're going to be reading two chapters, Leviticus 11 and 12. Then we're going to move on over to the Psalms. Again, we're going to read two chapters. We're going to read Psalm 13 and 14. Then we're going to continue through the Proverbs, number 26, Proverbs 26. And then we are going to finish the first epistle to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And so let's get into the word this morning. Leviticus chapter 11 and 12 today. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. And whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof, and he be cloven-footed, and yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of these flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. And these shall ye eat of that are of the waters. Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the water, in the seas and the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas, the rivers, of all that move in the waters, of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have in abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the ostrich, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after their kind. Every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, and the heron after their kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, and fowls that creep going upon all fours shall be an abomination unto you. And yet these may ye eat of every flying creeping thing that goeth upon all four, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, of the locust after his kind, and the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying, creeping things which have four feet shall be an abomination unto you. And for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth the carcass of them shall be unclean until the even. And whosoever beareth aught of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean till the even. The carcass of every beast which divideth the hoof and is not cloven footed nor cheweth the cud are unclean unto you. Every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all fours, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. They are unclean unto you. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel, the mouse, and the tortoise after his kind, and the ferret, and the chameleon, and the lizard, and the snail, and the mole. These are unclean to you among all that creep. And whosoever doth touch them when they be dead shall be unclean until the even. And upon whatsoever any of them when they are dead doth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood or raiment or skin or sack, whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water and shall be unclean until the even, so it shall be cleansed. And every earthen vessel wherein any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. Of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereupon any part of the carcass falleth shall be unclean, whether it be in the oven or ranges or for pots. They shall be broken down, for they are unclean, and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain of or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which toucheth the carcass shall be unclean. If any part of their carcass fall upon the sowing seed, which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. If any beast of which ye may eat die, he that toucheth the carcass thereon shall be unclean even until evening. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. And whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all fours, and whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled by them. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. And ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beasts and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. Chapter 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then shall she be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation. For her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid-child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest. And who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath born a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. That was Leviticus chapters 11 and 12. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. I'm going to read Psalm 13 and Psalm 14. Psalm 13, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I am trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 14, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and they have done abominable works, and there is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. And have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? And there were they in great fear, for God is in their generation of the righteous. And ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. That was Psalm 13 and Psalm 14 today. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. Proverbs 26. As snow in summer and as rain in the harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool in his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off his feet and drinketh damage. And the legs of the lame are not equal, and so is a parable in the mouth of fools. He that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. as a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. And as the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful man upon his bed. Slothful hideth his hands in his bosom, and it grieveth him to bring it out again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. And as a madman, who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am not I in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. And so where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to a fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. And he that hateth disassembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within himself. And when he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, and whose hatred is covered by deceit, and the wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. And whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return unto him. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. That was Proverbs 26. Let's move on over to our final reading today, finishing the book of 1 Thessalonians, picking up in chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of the darkness. And therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And wherefore comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in the love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophecies, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. And I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen, indeed. That was our Bible reading for April 8th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me. Just a couple more days until the 100th day of the year. So make sure that if you want credit for that, to write a comment in the comment section of our Facebook live stream, or give a thumbs up or a reaction to the video, and I'll make sure to count that. But that said, let's open our day with a word of prayer. God in heaven, thank you so much for another day that you have given us to be able to serve and honor you. Thank you for this word. Indeed, Lord, may Christ be our hope. May he be who we live for today, and may we honor him, Lord, in all things that we do. We love you, and I commend all my brothers and sisters who are listening today to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.